And it's time now for Resistance Radio. And now we're going to take a look at ongoing resistance to Denver Water's plant expansion of Gross Reservoir. The reservoir currently provides water to 1.4 million Front Range customers, but Denver Water have for many years been planning to expand it. It would mean more water diverted from the Colorado River headwater tributaries during wet years. It would also mean raising the height of the existing dam by 131 feet to expand storage capacity. It would essentially make it the largest dam in Colorado. Well, environmental groups have been trying to block this effort. And this coming Thursday, there's going to be a public hearing. The Boulder County Commissioners are hosting a public meeting on the issue of whether or not a local permit is needed for the expansion of Gross Reservoir. I spoke with Annie Hodges, who's with TEG, that's the environmental group, and they have a campaign to stop Gross Reservoir. Hodges says that this Thursday's meeting is an opportunity for the public to voice their opinion.
And they're going to be determining if they side with Denver Water's appeal for the 1041 process or with their own land use director's, Dale Case's, determination that Denver Water has to go through a 1041 process.
Well, let's break that up a bit. What exactly is the 1041 process for people who maybe have not been following as closely what's happening with Gross Reservoir?
Great question. So the 1041 is a House bill that was passed in 1974, and it was legislation that allowed local municipalities and local authority to have more power and say in large infrastructure projects. Just exactly like this one. So everything that's happening with Denver Water is actually happening within Boulder County, and none of the benefits are going to Boulder County. So without this law, Denver Water really only has to get federal approval, of which they've gotten a vast majority of approval from FERC and from the Army Corps of Engineers. And so what we're fighting to happen right now is for them to go through the local permitting process. And at this point, the 1041 process is the only process that can actually stop the project full out. And really stop all the construction from happening.
In terms of then the local permitting process, yes. Is there an indication that there would be roadblocks put up to stop what's happening with Gross Reservoir? And I suppose what I'm asking by that is, what are the county commissioners saying? What are the local elected officials saying about Gross Reservoir, the expansion of the reservoir and the construction of what could be the largest dam in the state of Colorado?
So it's a little bit of a tricky situation. The Boulder County Commissioners, because of the 1041 process, have to remain neutral. And that means that they're not allowed to publicly come out for or against the project. So we really don't know exactly what they're thinking. Their staff has been a lot more forthright, and they're legally allowed to come out. Their staff has been, you know, mostly very opposed to the project. And now we can also see, so Dale Case is the land use director, and Denver Water wrote a letter to him to ask for an appeal for the 1041 process because he's in charge of the land use code, and most of their appeals exist within the land use code. And he made it clear that they do need to go through this process. So it's kind of a longer process. What will happen at this hearing is, so the commissioners will either side with their land use director or with Denver Water's appeal, and then it actually has to go to another judge. So depending on what they do, if they actually side with their own land use director, it will need to go to another judge to actually rule with the commissioners or with Denver Water. And so then after that process, if the commissioners are successful, if we win that, then it goes through, it's about a year-long process for the 1041, and construction will not be able to start during that process. And that's why we're also urging for the commissioners to deny the 1041 permit if, you know, we get to that place, and that would stop the construction project.
I mean, what are some of the local concerns about what could be happening here at Gross Reservoir?
But yeah, so the largest concerns are everything from, you know, there's so much environmental devastation, displacement of animals and wildlife from bears, raptors. There's an elk migration site that's going through the area. We're dealing with, you know, insect issues. Fish populations are going to be impacted. Everything from air and noise. There are going to be large explosives. We're talking about cutting down over 250,000 trees, inundating the area. So we're also cutting off access to important headwaters for anglers. Increased mercury levels in the water. And then, of course, we have issues like traffic, and dealing with the construction of this size in these small mountain roads is going to be, you know, catastrophic. We've even had semi-truck drivers testify that they know that someone will die from this process, because we're just dealing with massive construction of trucks and generators and machinery. They have to drive in coal ash. They have to bring in stuff to make the aggregate to build the dam, since it is the largest dam in Colorado. It's just kind of one of those mind-bogglingly large projects. And when you really think about where the reservoir is located, it just seems totally insane that that would be able to occur without being so disruptive to not only the Boulder way of life, kind of the quiet solitude. You know, you go up to Walker Ranch to hike, to see the beauty, to enjoy what we have, and just imagine, you know, the sound of an airplane, you know, going with the generators that are happening and cutting down the trees, and the animals won't be around. You won't be able to go boating, and the traffic, you know, this is really everything that we don't stand for in Boulder County. And so we need to stand up and show the rest of the country that we can stop these types of projects.
Now, Denver Water have said that they need this construction project. They need these permits because they're trying to provide water for an ever expanding population in Denver. And they are doing a lot of conservation work. And we are seeing municipal water consumption actually decrease despite that expansion of population. However, they do say, look at what the state demographer says. There are so many people moving to this area. We have to provide water. So what's your answer to that, which is what Denver Water has been saying in response to the criticism?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting point. So Denver Water started this project back in 2002. And actually, one of our biggest issues at the Stop the Gross Dam campaign is that we're looking at outdated data. So since 2002, our understanding of not only reservoirs and how we store water, but also of climate change, and also how that we, you know, we're in a decades-long drought and how that's had an impact on the Colorado River, has really completely altered the way that we look at water storage. And so if you're using data from 2002 and before, which Denver Water did use to show the purpose and need of this project, it does look like we're heading into an impending water crisis for customers, for residential customers. But what has happened also, as you mentioned, in thanks to Denver Water's conservation efforts, is that's no longer occurring thanks to appliances, different types of landscaping, you know, xeriscape and things like that. We're actually seeing a you know, it's no longer correlate between water demand and population growth. So, but, you know, all these years later, when we're still using that old data, we can't get a real picture of what's actually occurring. So if you use updated data, what you can see is, one, reservoirs are an ineffective way to store water. We have things that we've learned about evaporation issues and something called the reservoir effect, which has actually come out this year from a group of international drought scientists, which prove that the more water you hold on to, the more water you actually use. So it's like an anti-conservation. And then everything to the Colorado River, which is drying up. I mean, there are other water conglomerates who are dealing with this issue. Northern Water is another one who serves northeastern water, northeastern Colorado, and they've decided that they need to strategically reduce the amount of diversions that they're having because the Colorado is drying up. So this argument that you need to get more water out of the Colorado in order to deal with a water crisis is just backwards, right? We're dealing with a river that we need to keep around forever. I mean, it serves so much of Western America. We're dealing with how do we keep the Colorado River flowing strong and not taking more water out of it. So it's really just a backwards argument that is relying on outdated data, and Denver Water has a lot to gain from this project.
Well, this meeting is happening with the Boulder County Commissioners. They are taking public testimony on this. It's March 14th at 4:30 p.m. at the courthouse on the Pearl Street Mall. It's on the third floor. Is this the last opportunity for the public to have their voices heard in this entire process?
Yeah, so unless we don't know what's going to happen with the 1041 process, but from what we can see, this is really the last inflection point. And that's why we're urging everyone to come out.
And that is Annie Hodges. She's with TEG, the environmental group. And that Boulder County Commissioner meeting is happening this Thursday afternoon at 4:30. It's March 14th, and the County Commissioners meet in the courthouse on the Pearl Street Mall. And we'll have a report on what happens at that meeting on Friday morning right here at KGNU.